This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 4. Values. Values guide behavior.
I once worked in a bank. Since then, I've had a rather ambivalent relationship with the topic of corporate values. We went through a very long values process back then. Corporate values were developed and visualized together in a very complex way. We even produced a small booklet about it. It was really well done. After we had put all that behind us, however, the reaction of the employees was rather reserved. They said something like, "It's crazy how much this has cost." We were really upset about that. The expensive value booklets quickly disappeared in the back drawer of the desk. So I asked myself, what's this all about? One of the values that was written down and painted back then was trust. What do you imagine when you hear trust?
When I hear trust, different thoughts come to my mind. For me, trust has something to do with a human, with individuals. I have images in my head of how two people shake hands and look each other in the eyes. Trust means reliability. When we agree on something, I rely on both of us keeping the agreement.
You see two people in your mind right now. Vaikag style?
Actually, I only see one. I am the other one. I see someone across from me. I look into his eyes and see us shaking hands. I feel the handshake. I would describe the feeling that comes up in me in this situation as trust.
Interesting. When I think of trust, I see a climbing harness, a very stable harness with a new unused rope. I see no people at all.
Seems to be more of a security thing for you.
With me, it's rather the material. With you, it's more about the people. So let's stick to the example of trust. When a company defines a set of values, then each of the 10 or 15,000 employees has a different image of these values in their heads.
Of course, it would be exciting to find out what image the listener has right now.
Dear listener, please think of trust. Which picture or which film comes to mind? Please write to us what you think when you hear the word trust.
Or what you feel.
Share it on any platform where we can read it, and we would be glad to hear from you.
Or send us a message. We trust in you.
Man and material cost was really high. What are the reasons for such a value process in a company? I had really bad experiences with it.
Many of us have had bad experiences with this, myself included. Fortunately for me, I also had another experience with values. I was able to experience what great things can happen when the value base in a company is strong. That was really cool. In the business context, values have become one of the most powerful leadership instruments for me because they make up each and every one of us and determine how we behave. You have values in you, I have values in me. Some of them may agree, some of them may not. They each control a large part of our behavior. Therefore, they have an enormous impact on how we work together.
So if I know how someone ticks and which values he has, I also know how he'll behave in different situations.
Yes.
Under stress or under normal circumstances?
Both. A value is a value if I maintain it even under pressure. Otherwise, it's just a word or an idea. That's crucial. Often during such a value process, which you described well, companies think about how they want to be as a company and why they want to be that way. The point is that they are often not as they describe themselves. In the case of a bank, I can imagine exactly what they would like to be. Granted, I have all kinds of stereotypes in my head right now. A lot of prejudices about bank employees immediately come to mind. I can well imagine that in the process you went through, the values, while sounding nice and certainly desirable, still do not reflect the actual behavior of the company, even though there are certainly some values that give the company strength. My bank does a lot of good things. I'm sure there are some qualities that make it strong in the value base. If the formulated values don't ultimately match the behavior in the company, the employees naturally shake their heads and think, "What bullshit?"
Trust is a value that everyone in the company can quickly agree on. There was also a value at the bank that says that we comply with the legal requirements.
That's a value that we all find difficult to get around, unless we risk going to prison.
Does it make any sense for my company to define values that make me different, maybe even special, or values that polarize?
Under certain circumstances, this can be useful. To really answer the question, it's necessary to understand which values serve a company. It's not about deciding what's right or wrong in terms of ethics or morals. Values serve to give the company a certain strength. That's the point. They should help to achieve the goals set. They show which strengths the company has and through which behavior the goals can be achieved. In the end, something should come out like, "This is our common value base. This is how we behave in the company in order to realize our goals." A common sense of strength. That's the whole secret. Values serve a purpose.
Let's stick to the example of trust. What can I do to ensure that this value helps me achieve my goals in the company?
The question is whether trust is a characteristic that is very strongly anchored in the team and is at the core of cooperation. The literature often refers to core values. It's about the core of the company. Is this value so pronounced in the company that it makes the company strong? If so, trust is a core value. What remains is the challenge of common understanding. What does the word trust mean for the team? We have just seen that you have one idea about what trust means. I have another. We need a common understanding. So we need to define what exactly trust means in our company. What makes our behavior when we live the value of trust on the team and in the company? How do we deal with each other? How does trust make us strong on the way to our goal? Only when this is clear and actually applies, that is truthful, does it have value? The emphasis is on truthful. To write in some booklet, "We need more trust because that helps us to achieve our goals in the future," doesn't help. If the value is not truly anchored in the team, it has no value. Unless we assume a fundamental cultural transformation that a company is undergoing, then values can also change. Unfortunately, that rarely works out.
Let's pick another company. I've heard of a company that defined fun as a corporate value.
I like that.
Happy to hear. We've tested it in our chief seminars. At the beginning, the participants often think, "This is a strange value," especially since it's not an adjective. It just doesn't mean funny. Funny means something else. The value is fun.
With this statement, you are already limiting the meaning. In your mind, there is a difference between fun and funny. The question is, do the other employees in the company see it the same way? The others may not even know your explanation. And here we are again at the problem of common understanding. I am a Rhinelander. I come from near Cologne. Carnival is great fun for me. For others, it is no fun at all. For some, a joke is fun. Others can't laugh about it at all. For some, it is great fun to dash across the water with a surfboard or through the Eiffel in a Porsche. Others consider it fun to jump out of an airplane.
From a functioning aircraft, with a parachute.
You see, the crux lies in the definition of the value.
This company I heard about is ours. We, the Chief of Anything Academy, have defined fun as a corporate value. And by that, I don't mean that we've written the word down somewhere, but we've agreed together on a definition of the value, so that the picture in everyone's mind is the same. That's important. It's completely irrelevant what image outsiders have of the value fun. The important thing is that we have a unified picture of it.
It's also important that it reminds us which of our behaviors give us strength. In this way, we can make a clear selection based on our values, who we want to work with and who we don't, who we want to hire, who we want to promote, and who we want to let go because he or she doesn't fit.
Values, therefore, make a major contribution to employee leadership, employee development, and employee selection.
Absolutely. Values may have teeth. They have to have teeth. Values really make a difference in a company. If they are really lived out and not just hanging on some poster on the wall or lying in an expensive booklet in a drawer, then they determine who comes, who goes, and who stays in the company. Then we are clear about what behavior gives us strength as a company and how we can achieve our goals so that we can cultivate this value base.
How did we define fun again?
Carnival did not come up. Despite my Rhinish roots, I couldn't get that through. We defined fun like this. We are entertaining, motivated, and productive. Working with us is fun.
It's a completely different definition than the one I had in mind at first.
It's also different from my first thoughts about it. I had Carnival in my head, and suddenly it says, we are entertaining. The sentence begins with, we are. Some companies start in the first person singular, I am, to make it clear that the behavior is expected of each individual. I think we is good too. It supports the team feeling. We are entertaining, motivated, and productive. Something happens directly in my mind. When I only hear fun, I think of a fun club. Then comes entertaining, which gives the whole thing a different meaning. With motivated and productive, fun becomes something even more special.
Fun becomes efficiency or effectiveness and results.
It's definitely getting more concrete. Then, working with us is fun follows. This reminds everyone who works with us that it is important to have fun while working with us.
And if you don't like that, you might not be the right employee.
Right. So, in turn, we can make a choice that helps everyone achieve our goals. If someone doesn't fit in, it doesn't help anyone. That's the beauty of values. They help us make the right decisions. We use our values to support our decision-making.
These values must mean something to us. Outside the company, they don't need to have any special meaning.
The more people profess to or against this meaning, the finer the separation and the clearer our decisions. Values create selectivity, then it works.
It was a lot of fun again with you. I'm confident that we will also master the next chapters with a lot of joy, entertainment, and productivity.
Values make a difference in a company. That is what matters. I make business decisions based on these values. That's the difference between a true value base for my company and the marketing slogans on the website or the posters on the office walls. What I find exciting is the fact that values do not represent a target image. So I don't think about which values we want to represent in our company from now on. This is probably the most common mistake made with classic value definitions. Values reflect what is already there. They represent the existing emotional strengths of the company. Viewed in this light, everything slowly makes sense. Purpose, vision, and values are a powerful management tool when they actually make a difference in the company.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.